I'm going to try to defend an adult who hurled obscenities at a 10-year-old.
Okay. You can do it all you.
Let's go to Long Island.
All right.
Fire Chief Peter Ault caught cursing, yelling at distressed 10-year-old as she's placed in an ambulance.
Well,
I know what you're thinking. How could you possibly defend this behavior?
I'm thinking that's the best time.
Shocking video shows a Long Island fire chief berating a 10-year-old girl, angrily telling her to shut the F up while strapped to a stretcher and being lifted into an ambulance during an emergency call.
He's just really just telling her to remain calm.
North Babylon Fire Chief Peter Ault has been stripped of his duties while an investigation is underway following outrage over the viral TikTok video posted Monday showing him hurling obscenities at the child. I mean, I only heard one obscenity.
Right.
Not obscenities.
Right.
Quote, the fire company is presently reviewing all of its training policies and procedures and will determine if further training with respect to responding to emergency calls is required. The fire company does not condone this behavior and deems it unacceptable.
They gotta say that.
Ault, a 22-year veteran of the North Babylon Volunteer Fire Company, was one of the first responders on the call Monday night in West Babylon. I think it's a stretch for this signal to get to West Babylon, right? I don't think we make it to the South Shore. I know we're all over the North Shore,
very
but not
spotty,
the South
if
Shore.
Anything, yeah.
Yeah. Love to talk to someone there.
Yeah.
So Monday night, West Babylon, he's one of the first responders to show up. The girl's family called for help to calm the child down.
Oh,
this is when, if you're like, this guy's a, if you're listening to me and you're like, this guy's a jerk, this is when you're going to start coming over to me now.
Yep.
Okay.
You're turning.
As emergency responders began loading the 10, well, maybe not this part.
Coming up. It is coming up.
At some point,
right.
I hope that you've come to my side.
Right. Just switch into that lane right
I'm
now.
I'm with this fire chief.
Right. Switch into the lane right now. Yeah.
One 22-year veteran.
Right.
Volunteer. Okay.
His own time.
All right. This is not the part where you're going to side with me. Okay.
No, it's coming to though.
As emergency responders began loading the 10-year-old into the ambulance, a concerned neighbor recorded the chief verbally berating her. He says, shut the F up. It's like this with you every effing week. Okay. There are
every
obscenities.
Every week.
And then the girl says, I don't want to go. I want to go home. And he says, shut your mouth. And then he mumbles something.
No. Shut her up.
The child's grandmother, who wished to remain anonymous, said she was shocked and devastated by the way her granddaughter was spoken to. Quote, maybe it was a blessing I wasn't there because I would have jumped all over this guy. End quote. Well, there's an MMA pay-per-view I would sign up for.
Seriously?
Fire Chief battles Grandma.
Nice. Just get that, you know, take the teeth out. Chew hold.
She gets to choose either the wooden spoon or the spatula.
Nothing.
She only gets one.
The dentures of death.
This is from the grandmother. Quote, when you call for help, the police, the fire department, they're supposed to help you, not treat you like garbage and curse at a child like that.
Yeah, but it's every week.
End quote.
Every week.
That was the key to me.
What's the
every week? What are these guys and girls? Babysitters?
Seriously, yeah.
Control your child.
Right. Be a parent. There's something obviously going on.
Be a parent. Or if there's mental issues, seek professional help.
Yes.
A fire chief is not the help that you need.
No, he's got other calls to go to.
You don't call. Yeah, make a doctor's appointment. Get your child in front of people. Do family therapy. Maybe you need to learn some skills.
It's for all of you. Yep, exactly.
Was that person with me or against me?
He doesn't. He's asking questions. I'm like, just keep listening.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So she added that the family has called first responders in the past to deal with the child, but they have always been understanding to her granddaughter.
Yeah, but every now and then you kind of flip out.
Neighbor Mark Sims said the incident left others on the block disturbed by how the chief handled the emotionally distressed child.
It's every week, though.
Yeah, that's weird.
If it's every week,
are they getting calls all of the time because of behavioral the issues or something, then it's kind of like, yeah, you need to.
If it was the first time, you'd be like, okay, yeah, I can see it's way too big. It's every week.
You guys got to figure this situation out.
They have other calls to go to. Yeah, they have other calls to go to as well, you know?
Quote, that's not a professional way to deal with people. I wouldn't want him to speak to my children like that or anyone in my family. I'd be outraged myself. End quote. That's a neighbor.
No.
Okay, first of all, I don't know if you've checked recently, but we're having a hard time finding volunteers.
Yeah.
We're having a hard time finding people to help people.
Wonder why.
For free.
Yeah.
We're also, you know, screw for free. Try to find, go talk to your local police department, see how they're doing recruiting people.
Their numbers are low too. Yeah.
Why is that? Because we've become jerks.
Yeah. Lack of respect.
Lack of respect.
Yep. Every day you want to get yelled at? Someone constantly wants to try and sue you? No, why? Who's going to sign up for that? Just doing your job.
Who is going to sign up for that?
No one. You're a real special person. Say, you know what? Despite all this, I'm still going to do it.
I think that, you know, you could be upset if someone curses at your child, but what should happen immediately is like, okay, we're going to suspend this guy, but now you're going to do the job.
Yeah.
You do it. You go out on the calls.
Right.
You want to file a complaint?
Okay.
You handle this for free.
Yeah.
While we do the investigation. All of a sudden, it's like, you know what? That wasn't that bad. We're going to go back in the house.
She does it all the time. All the time she does it.
You know what? She is kind of a pain in the ass.
There are days I want to yell at her just like you did. I applaud you because you went out and did it.
I don't know, man. You strip this guy of his of being chief while you're investigating this?
Yeah.
I don't know. Can we do a little bit more background? Like, this guy, maybe he's getting pulled away from important family time.
Right.
Maybe he was at his kid's birthday party or something important. It's like, hey, can you go back out to that?
You know, the house you went to the last couple times?
The whack job kid?
That one, yeah. They were off again, yeah.
Can we play the audio?
That's like my first day of school.
But they called for a reason. They called to have her restrained and brought to the hospital.
Right.
Like, what's
what are
the,
we supposed to do? We're the fire department. Like, we strap her to the stretcher and we take her to the hospital.
And it's got
to
be quick. The other calls to do too.
They dealt with it four or five times now. It's like, okay, we know this girl. We know her thing. Like, but yes, I mean, you don't like, obviously, like you're supposed to be doing a professional, upstanding job, but
he didn't do the right thing, but at the same time, let's dial it down here, people.
Yep.
We're having a hard time finding volunteers.
Seriously, think about it. Next time they won't come.
And we're not calling 911 for your child getting her cell phone taken away.
Right. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, if she's having a tantrum, come help me.
Right. That's not what it's all about. I can't breathe, then you call.
Right, an emergency.
A real emergency. Yeah, now my phone got taken away, and now I'm having a tantrum. No.
Dave on 95.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Dave.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good.
Listen, this is ridiculous, because I'll tell you what, I'm a retired Bridgeport cop.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, sir.
You're welcome. These calls, okay, are some of the hardest, because the family calls you because they don't want to deal with the craziness or the violence. And then you get there, and all the family's staring at you. Oh, you know, bubble guppy, you know, baby shark, talk to my kid, talk to my niece, talk to them very nicely. I'm going to tell you what, okay, you got a 13-year-old, sometimes 200 pounds, you know, some of us have already had surgery. Some of us are, you know, not as big as the kids. It's always before shift change. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
You know? these are tough situations. Yeah. They are. And these kids know, as crazy as they are, or as angry or as violent, they all know how far we can go before it becomes a problem for us. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yes.
Now, so, that's what I think. I think this guy's switch was flipped by this.
Oh, yeah.
And it's not professional.
I'm a 22-year veteran. You said he was a 22-year veteran?
That's right.
You know what, man? He's been on thousands of these. And I'm going to tell you what, we're all human. Sorry, we're all human.
Yeah.
You know?
Everybody loses it every now and then.
But yeah, I'll tell you what, it was probably near his shift change, too, so.
Probably was.
But hey, guys, I listen to you every morning. Great show. And you know what? I hope he makes out.
All right. Thank you, man.
Thanks, man.
And thanks for your service to Bridgeport.
Yes, thank you so much.
If he's the chief and he's showing up, he's probably having a hard time getting people to show up for these dumb calls.
Right. Yeah, he has to show up too now.
It's not just the training.
No.
You know, you have to recruit people. You're constantly recruiting people.
Yeah.
And then you go through all the training problems. Then they're like, yeah, you know what? This ain't for me.
Yeah. Well, thanks. A lot of time wasted just now.
Yeah.
I got to do it all over again.
There's a story out of Ansonia where the Ansonia Fire Department announced a company realignment amid declining volunteer numbers. And this is everywhere.
Yeah.
All volunteer fire departments are struggling bringing in new people.
It's a shame.
And Hose Company 4, Hose Company 1, there are 6 active interior firefighters and 2 drivers. That's it for 2 companies.
And God forbid someone gets injured, now has less personnel while they recuperate.
How are the phones here? Am I going to get my ass handed to me?
I don't know. On 3, we have a nurse, though.
Who, a 10-year-old calling in.
Feels like she's got some experience.
Ah.
Alicia.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Alicia, the nurse.
Thank you for being a nurse.
Yes, thank you.
Why, thank you. I have to call in and side with the firefighter. Maybe this is what that kid in particular needs. Maybe this kid never had any type of discipline, and if she's calling for this child, perhaps the kid is off the freaking wall. So then they get tied down where they end up in my ER.
Oh.
We have to treat them with, puppies and candy canes. Yet they're coming in swearing at us, swinging at us. It's just not a good situation. You know, it's proof that the mental health system in our country is absolutely broken.
This kid could potentially just be a brat,
right?
This might not be a mental health thing. It might
tantrum.
Be just
tantrum.
It sounds like her cell phone was taken away.
Yeah.
And they couldn't calm her down. And they're like, okay, I'm calling 911 if you don't calm down. And then,
wham, my heart bleeds for her. Okay,
right.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's
anyway,
a nurse.
All right, very good.
Have a great day.
All right, this is going way better for me than I thought,
yes,
by
it
the
is.
Way. This started with me saying, I'm going to defend an adult who hurled obscenities at a 10-year-old girl.
Right. Now you find your peers. It's awesome.
Paul in Wallingford.
Good morning. Good morning. I'm siding with you, Chaz. I agree with you 100%. Sometimes these kids need tough love, and clearly the parents aren't doing their jobs. Otherwise, they would be calling 911 every other day or whatever.
Yeah,
right.
They know a tantrum works.
Parents have to control their kids. And I don't mean to be blunt, but I was working as an armored car guy, doing an ATM at a police station in Hartford. The little kid was going in my ATM bag to grab my cassettes with money in it. I pulled it away. He did it again. I pulled it away. She said, don't you do that to my boy. I said, well, maybe if you control him, I won't have to.
Boom.
And then I said, officer, can you get her out of the way, please? I need to do my job. And that was that. And it's like, maybe if you're keeping an eye on your kid, that wouldn't have to pull the bag of $100,000 away from him. That was 9 years old. He was.
Wow.
And it's like, it's not my fault. Your kid is whacked out. You know, I know I sound like
I'm doing my job.
That's a great T-shirt.
It's not my fault.
Your kid is whacked out.
Right, not my kid. Man.
I mean, really. I know you're at a police station looking for whatever you're looking for, but you know, you see, I'm doing my job. Your kid's going in my bag to grab my cassettes. Handle him. Or he's going to get handled by the cops.
You have rechanneled this energy from the... It sounds like you just walked away from this. How long ago did that happen?
It was 10 years ago.
Well, but it seems like yesterday.
You got that button right there. You could activate those feelings immediately. That's great.
Yep. The point I'm trying to make is these kids have no couth in their body. They're not controlled. The parents aren't doing their jobs. And eventually, stuff's going to happen. I fight with the firefighter. He was having a bad day. F this, F this, F that. End of story. Okay? Control your kid, and he wouldn't have had to swear.
All right, Paul. Thank you. And again, we don't say this is the way to handle it.
Oh, no, 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 no.
We're just giving him some space here.
Exactly.
He's a volunteer,
right.
22 years volunteering.
Come some slack.
And it sounds like this is one of those situations where the kid's a brat.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah.
We all know those kids.
Yes, we do.
And the parents don't know.
No,
they think their kids are angels.
Always, yes. No, they're not.
And this guy, 22-year veteran volunteer, is now relieved of his duties while they investigate this. It's pretty simple investigation. How many times have you been over there? What have you been over there for?
Right. See a pattern here.
Right.
Yep. Over a cell phone being taken away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That went way better.
It did. Ooh, sigh of relief.
Oh, boy. It's time for Dumbass News.
Oh, the camper was not in distress.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News. But
they were yelling.
Dumbass.
Hey, look, kids. AJ.
Hey! Want to go for an ambulance? Every time it's with you people.
Shut the F up.
Shut the F up.
It's the same thing every effing week.
My God!
Camper heard yelling in the woods, but they weren't in distress. So last Thursday, a search and rescue team in British Columbia, Canada, was called to a remote hiking and climbing area in the woods after a couple hikers reported hearing repeated cries.
Oh. That's not good.
When they arrived, the team heard faint yelling and closed in on the area. Eventually, they found a man who was camping alone, but he wasn't in distress.
Okay.
All right.
He was just singing his heart out to the trees, belting out Nickelback's greatest hits.
That is not where I thought that was going.
Look at this photograph. Every time I do it, it makes me laugh.
Now, if the first responders hurled obscenities at him, right, we'd all be fine.
Yes, we would.
Definitely.
No further questions, Your Honor.
And he can handle them.
They get promoted.
The first responders thanked the hikers who called it in, you know, because you never know.
Yeah.
The search manager added, quote, and remember, our services are always free and the money you save could be spent on singing lessons.
Ain't that bad, huh? When they send an ambulance for you.
And they say that a hero can save us.
I thought this was going to be sex for sure.
Who wants to be a rock star?
Honestly, when you catch someone in the woods singing Nickelback, that's probably one of the best case scenarios.
Definitely.
Of catching someone in the woods, you know?
Yelling.
There's a lot of...
I'm surprised to treat him for long.
Yeah.
But you immediately know why they're camping on their own.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alone.
Yep.
He's a big Nickelback fan. Yeah. Probably
last
has no
time
friends.
We went camping with him, remember?
Oh, God.
We sang Nickelback all night.
Oh, my God.
The first, like, two times, you're like, haha, okay. And then, like, it was like, really, still Nickelback?
Right. Anybody else?
Hey, man, I think we need to have an intervention on the amount of Nickelback.
There's lots of other Canadian bands.
Yeah.
How many Nickelback songs can you name?
Photograph. Rockstar.
Yeah.
That's about it.
This is how? Is that this is how?
You remind me?
You remind me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
How you remind me?
How you remind me? Okay, that's three. That's three.
Sorry.
Is there more?
Yep.
There are a lot more.
Damn.
We play, I think, at least six of them.
Oh.
So he probably had headphones on, right? And then he's singing. Because you're not singing loud without the music.
Right. Yeah, especially when you have headphones on, you can't hear how bad a pitch you're at.
Yeah.
You're probably like birds slung into trees, exploding in the trees, deer running in front of cars to escape the noise.
Yeah. We have to bring that game back where we'd have someone singing. They'd have headphones on. We wouldn't hear the music.
Right.
But we would hear them singing.
Yep.
It's pretty bad.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
The tone deafs. Yep.
The tone deafs.
Yep. And I reinforce these windows first.
All right. A New York City strap hanger lets it all hang out in a disturbing subway video.
Oh.
It's a fully naked guy caught on camera riding the 6 train, scaring morning commuters as he exposed himself.
Oh.
That's not the morning you want.
That's the wrong strap you're holding on to, lady.
That's where it's just hot coffee right to the skin.
Right.
The man, who has not been publicly identified, appeared dazed but nonchalant as he entered the train and took a seat with his legs spread wide open.
Oh, good heavens.
Okay, there's two levels here. The first off is you're completely nude sitting on the subway.
Right.
You know?
And they got Geppetto hanging out.
That's
we're good.
I don't even want to use my hands to touch the subway.
Right. I put Jerry Garcia away there.
Oh, God.
Like a bad hand puppet.
The sight of the naked man came to the horror and bewilderment of commuters on the train who also had to contend with hot temperatures and widespread outages.
Oh, so it's also swamp ass. Oh, it's a bad morning show, swamp ass event wing.
Hey, man, we're all hot, okay? Yeah. Can you just...
By the way, you can keep that seat.
Get a pair of shorts.
That's all yours. You want some oily stool? We're all set.
The worst is at some point, that guy's got to get off.
Yeah.
And somebody else is coming on, and they don't know, and they're just going to be in that seat.
Yeah, this condensation.
Be like, wow, all these people are hanging onto the straps, and there's a seat available.
Look at
how
that.
Lucky am I? Yes,
there's an odd condensation right here. No, thank you. Even the fly said, I'm going there.
Okay, we're going to talk to an OnlyFans model who's been on the show before, Wisconsin Tiff.
Yes.
About a bizarre challenge she did that sent her to the emergency room.
Ooh.
But first, we're going to hear about a crazy customer. Chef Tyler Anderson is on. Tiffany?
Hello.
Hi. I want you to meet Tyler.
Hi.
Tyler, Tiffany, Tiffany, Tyler.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
So Tyler's going to tell a story. Tyler was on that barbecue brawl show with Bobby Flay.
Okay.
All right. And then he has a story about a crazy customer.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So I'm often asked who my worst customer was of all time. And there was this customer that nobody thought was going to be bad. So I worked in this place where this customer lived, very famous customer, lived upstairs, had a condo upstairs. He would bring a different
famous,
woman.
Like we would know the
famous,
name.
Famous, you'll know his name because I'm about to tell you in
okay.
a minute. Yeah. So he would bring in a different girl every night, which, you know, whatever, that happens.
Yeah.
But he would always come in 15 minutes before we were going to close and order the tasting menu, which is a jerk move, was such a dick to all of the service staff, was literally the worst. And when I used to tell people who this person was, they're like, no way, no way, no way. It was Bill Cosby.
Oh no.
So my mom would be like, Bill is a jerk. I can't believe Bill's a jerk. Well, you
right.
know, now we know, right?
And then later on,
but like, mom, and here we are.
I told you, vindicated.
It's not always the Huxtables, is it?
Yeah. Wash those glasses out really well.
Yep. Yeah. Seriously. Wow.
Holy crap.
Oh.
That's the thing, the public persona and then the real person.
Yeah.
Sometimes two different things.
And
the proof, a lot of the proof in what kind of person you are is how you treat service staff at a restaurant.
Right.
Like, I could never be with somebody who treated service staff poorly.
Yeah.
You know,
that's
it's just
a red flag, like on a first date. If you're on a date with someone and they're not nice to the service staff, get out.
In his case, the proof wasn't the pudding.
All right. Wisconsin. You ready to top that one?
Yeah.
Okay. So what happened where you had to go to the emergency room?
What did you do?
So I was in a video with 50 guys, and we all did back door. I thought it would be funny to make up a story that I went to the hospital that I needed reconstructive surgery because I had something else that I needed to pay for. And I'm like, oh, what funny would that be to have this crazy surgery that just seems like a freak accident. So I kind of made up the story.
So you made up the story to get more traction on the internet.
Gotcha.
Yes. And the subscriptions came in. They didn't really ask to see anything, because obviously when they subscribe, they see that everything is functioning.
Right.
So the amount of subscribers was able to pay for a different surgery that I had to get done. But I'm not going to go into that because it had nothing to do with that.
Right.
But it was just the perfect timing.
So you tricked your customers.
Right.
No, well, I mean, what are they going to see? They're not. They want to see the video I did with 50 guys.
Right.
Not the. They don't care about that. But it was a way for me to market that video too. But unfortunately, OF took that video down a while back because I guess they were running into issues with another creator, and to keep things. I guess they don't want to ruin their reputation or something with the credit card processing.
Uh huh.
They had to pull it down, even though we weren't, nothing crazy happened during the video.
See, AJ, this is why only, you know, I know you want to be an OnlyFans model, but, you know, you have to do money. Things.
I was thinking like, something totally different.
You have to do 60 guys now. So
no, actually, the word guy's not involved at all.
Top dad, AJ. Right. Well, we were talking about it. It's like the same thing. Like, they get, you know, I was asking Tyler if he's, you know, ever going to do a cooking show.
Yeah.
And, like, you know, everybody wants a hook or something. You need something that kind of stands out. Right. Sometimes it's silly or whatever. Like in your case, it's you know, it's like an oh wow, right? Wisconsin, like you need something that gets people to say, oh my gosh, well, that's went like to the emergency room.
Yeah. Right. Yes, I thought it would be. I don't know, maybe me and my weird humor.
Right.
Thought it would be funny. I mean, obviously, I didn't think people would think it's funny, but me, I'm like, what could be the like craziest thing? Like, oh yes. I went to surgery because I have to go get surgery anyways. So I'm like, that would be genius.
Right.
So I ended up doing that, and I didn't realize it was going to blow up. Honestly, I did not know it was going to become something like that.
But you did kind of trick your customers, though, don't you think?
A little bit.
Trick them into what?
Well, they thought that this challenge that you did was so wild that you had to go to the hospital for it.
There was end result.
And you didn't really have to go to the hospital for
it. Yeah.
Blowing a liquid, little liquid smoke up there.
It's liquid. We're back to liquid smoke.
Liquid smoke, yes.
Well, I mean, if you think about it, everything online is fake. At least I'm honest.
Okay. No, we go through that with Dumbass News. There's a lot of people who make TikTok videos, and whether it be a wedding entrance that goes wrong.
Yep.
That you could tell is fake.
Yep.
No, there is a lot of fakery out there.
There is.
Yeah.
No,
I'm sure chefs are doing it. Like, oh my God, kitchen fire. And it was
tons.
All right.
Tons. Yeah.
I didn't just to get attention. Anybody...
Anything for the views, right?
Of course.
Right. People are doing stuff for the views.
They call it engagements now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Give me the engagements.
So... I didn't have anybody subscribe and ask to see like anything. They wanted to see the video of me with 50 guys. They're like, whoa, she did a video with 50 guys. If anything, the people who were asking questions and discuss it were probably like, I don't know, women, mostly women, and then men who had no interest in watching my videos. So they're the most negative ones.
Tyler, that might be a show for you.
What's
like
that?
do a cooking segment with, or do a cooking show with an OnlyFans model.
Wow.
Yeah, I'm not sure my girl. I'm not sure my girl would approve.
Right.
You know, but for somebody else,
for somebody else,
we're gonna make rump roast.
Rump work.
Fresh gonna stuff the rump.
Yeah,
there's so much innuendo you could use there.
Oh yeah,
I know. I know.
I could make a lot of cooking shows with that. Yeah.
How much money do you make a month?
I prefer not to say because then it kind of deters people away from wanting to focus on my content.
Oh, okay. You know, some of the OnlyFans models talk about that, and that's what gets them.
Yeah.
It's like when she makes $30,000 a month.
I need to know why. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't like talking about it. I just feel like that kind of deters from the part of like wanting to get guys to watch the video.
Well, I need it for a second income. I kind of wanted to find out.
I mean, for me, I live a very comfortable life. I plan on buying land out in Montana, and I have a lot of plans that I'm planning to do. I have a really good financial coach. I have a really good CPA. I have a really good retirement plan. I'm doing
broke.
Well, but I mean,
I think you gotta have a retirement. Got to have a retirement plan with OnlyFans because that there's a window there.
Yes.
At some point, people will be like,
I'm good now. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Plus, how can you top the last one? You know.
There's also an audience for everything, right?
Yeah, this is true.
I think, you know, you could get up there in years and still pull something off, maybe.
Right.
Guys are guys.
The only fans are home.
That was fantastic phrasing
of
that.
I can see it at home. That's like being my house.
Wow,
man.
But yeah, anyway, so I am going to be making another movie with some grandpas again very soon.
There it is.
Case
in point.
Yeah.
Right.
That's the thing
here
that I
go.
Love doing.
Nice.
No, I do that all the time.
Yeah.
Hooray, giving back.
It's giving back to the elderly.
That? Right, right.
Oh, yeah. Those are my favorite videos to make.
All right. So what do you do? You go to like a senior center and you sign these people up?
I have had a friend do that. He's an older man. But that's really hard to do, so you got to be careful. But
took a while.
a VA clinic or the veterans, or not the, I'm trying to think, the VFW. I have guys from there. But wow. A lot of these guys will tell their friends, and then they'll be like, hey, this girl wants to make a video. You don't have to show your face. Most of the time, the really old men do not care. But in a little bit, in the next, I don't know, what is it, like a few weeks, I'm going to be doing some videos with really old men.
Right. Different kind of sunshine.
What's really old?
Different kind of sunshine.
It sounds
bucks.
Like you underlined really.
Right.
What age group?
Like 83, oh. 84
the
years old.
Yogurt
one
crowd.
Of the guys. Right. Oh, yeah.
Walmart greeters.
But do you have to? Do they have to sign a waiver before they do this? Because, like, what if their heart can't take it, you know?
The forms that they sign for me are a no-hold liability form where they can't change their mind about the video being on the internet. They can't, like, try to say that they're having psychological issues. It kind of covers every loophole. And then the other one is just another contract, a 2257 form, which is pretty standard in the industry. So, yeah, I make them sign two different forms. But as far as, like, I've never had a guy have a heart attack or anything.
Yeah, well, that could be your next talk.
Exactly.
There's the cell.
There's
right
the
there.
Next talk. Right.
First, I went to the hospital. Then I sent someone to the hospital.
Just say I'm killing it.
Yeah,
at least
I noticed
he was happy in his last hour.
You said, you know, the older guys don't even care if they're on the video.
Yeah.
Like I, you know,
no, they don't.
When you go to a gym and you're in the locker room,
seriously,
the older guys,
there's no shame.
They don't care at all.
No
all.
Towel. Yeah.
No towel.
Like
they
the
don't.
Serengeti, just swinging in the breeze.
They don't care. They don't care.
That's what a grandfather clock.
So someone doesn't care. Do you put their face in the video or do you just not do it because you don't want the trouble later, the potential trouble?
No, they put their face. That's what the forms are for.
Okay.
It covers everything so they can't come after me.
Right.
Wow.
And is it your normal subscription demographic that watches the 83-year-old man videos?
Well, I have a different range of ages. Like some of them are 60s, 50s, 70s. So that group that I'm doing very soon, one of the guys is 83 or 84.
That's
I'm not 100% sure if he's going to be able to go.
Early bird special.
But, yeah, the other Matt guys, I think one of them is 65 and then the other one is 70. So they're pretty up there. But a lot of my people want to see me do the group stuff and then the older men. And then I do have some people who want to see me do stuff with guys my age, which I don't really have a lot of. So I have a lot of people waiting for a video like that.
Why don't you have guys your age? Why are they hard to find?
They're not hard to find. I have them asking me all the time.
Okay.
They're like begging to make a video with me.
Oh, gotcha.
Like,
what's your reluctance on that if you have an audience waiting for it?
Because I'm already doing really well with what I have going on.
She has a niche.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Why do, and I like
it's
women
like Black
anyways,
Sabbath.
So.
This is the music we make. We
don't, right.
Yeah, we don't make, you know, we're not going to make Coldplay music.
No,
we
we're
make
not.
Black Sabbath music.
Exactly right.
I got you.
That's how it is, yeah.
Hey, you don't want to muddy the waters.
No.
You're known for something.
They do that.
Do you ever have anyone ask for anything like, hey, can you, like, just fold origami on camera? Or, like, you know, maybe, you know, make a stew or a nice roast.
Put on an adult diaper.
Yes.
I have had a lot of requests, but I don't do customs. I haven't done customs since 2022, I believe.
Like, wow. Really? You make so much money,
yeah.
But you don't do customs anymore.
It's too much work. I would rather just do the old men and do those videos. I mean, maybe one day I will, but that's just, I really am happy with how I'm at. I don't want to, like, overload myself with extra things because then they're, like, waiting around, and it's like, God, I have to do that. I would rather do something else than squish spaghetti between my feet or something.
Gotcha.
I don't know.
Right. Okay, so that was the first thing that came to your mind, but was that the weirdest thing that someone asked you to do?
I had a guy ask me to pee with my pants on, which I did do for Fansly, because you can post, like, pee stuff on there.
Gotcha, right.
Yeah, so I did... I do post pee stuff on there. That I don't even charge. I just post it on the wall, the pee stuff. Like, they want me to
that's free. We just throw that in.
Yeah, the pee stuff is free, dude.
On the wall. I'm like, that's just so
it's like bread when you're at the restaurant. Exactly. You put bread on the table.
Right.
We give these videos. These are free.
A little oil for Dunkin'.
Water and bread. Just like easy.
Yeah. That's home pride.
Hey, I like, it sounds like you figured it all out.
Yeah.
Like, you're doing what makes you happy. You're making money. You're making other people happy.
It's a win-win situation.
Helping veterans.
Right.
Yeah.
Wisconsin Tiff, thanks for coming on. We got to have you back.
Yes.
I have so many questions. Every time I end an interview with you, I'm like, I have 50 more questions.
Yeah. So we need more.
We got to have you back soon.
Okay, yeah. I will look forward to doing that. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wisconsin Tiff. We'll link up on the radio station website.
Why'd you pick that number? 50 questions.
Right?
50.
No particular reason.
Chef Tyler Anderson's like, you know, the next time they say goodbye, I'm not going to say I want more salad.
Lord knows what's coming next.
I'm like, okay, I almost got out of here. And then. Hey, thanks for coming in, man.
Yeah.
Thank you for having me.
Sorry you had to sit through that part.
No worries.
It seems like
worries.
At one point you were gonna go after her when she was like, doing the trickery.
Yeah. I didn't like that either. Yeah. That sucks.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is what it is. Everybody's got to make a buck, even if it's having sex with 50 old men.
Right.
Right. But don't trick them and say, I went to the hospital and you could pay to watch this thing that sent me to the hospital.
I want
to
see the x-rays.
Yeah. And I want to see the x-rays.
So Chef Tyler Anderson has nothing to do with this last segment that you heard.
Nothing.
He was just a victim of sitting here too
captive
long.
Captive audience.
He's a chef at Millwright's Restaurant in Simsbury, which I think I might go this weekend because of that special menu.
The duck.
Congratulations to you on all your success.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Success. Yes.
All right, let's go to Massachusetts for Dumbass News.
Boy, it's time for Dumbass News.
99.1 PLR.
It's time for Chaz and AJ Dumbass News.
Thank you.
Dumbass.
Boston woman. Oh.
Hey, kids.
Kids.
Who wants liquid smoke? Anyone? Are you sure?
Boston woman armed with a knife allegedly stole 8 boxes of ice cream from a CVS store.
Wow.
Let's bring in Boston comedian and friend of the program, Will Noonan. Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
How are you?
Good. I saw this story and thought of you.
Yes, me too.
I know. I was so happy to see the text from you come through. I was like, if Chaz is texting me, it's got to be a good story. And I read it. And I was like, it is a good story.
It is.
An armed robber has been arrested after she allegedly stole several boxes of ice cream from a CVS pharmacy in Boston's, how do you say it, Dorchester?
Yeah, that's Dorchester.
Nice.
Dorchester neighborhood.
Wow.
Yeah, even more specific in the Mattapan section of Dorchester, which is sometimes known as Murderpan.
Gotcha.
Paint a picture of, you know, just how nice it is.
Right.
So really, she's a lightweight in this neighborhood.
Right, just on the way up, yeah.
That's what I'm saying. It's like, when Chaz texted me, I was like, it's kind of like, remember like in the Who Framed Roger Rabbit movie when they would go to Toontown?
Yes.
And it would be like just mayhem kind of happening all around you. That's kind of what driving down the streets is like.
Wow.
Like,
only now he's happy.
Like when I checked the story, I was like, oh yeah, Blue Hill F. Like that makes a lot of sense because it's just, the cops probably were like, a lady stealing ice cream at knife point? That is 25th on our list of things we got to get to right now.
Well, she would kill for ice cream.
Yeah. They're like, there's a small civil war happening, you know?
Ice cream? Really?
There's a guy loading a musket over there. There's another guy trying to bring a horse back to life. It's a crazy area.
Wow.
There's just a lot of things. Yeah.
Very random.
So the fact that this made a news story is quite amazing.
Well, it just goes to show how hot it really was that week. You know, I mean, I was thinking that the first thing I go, this is like a massive heat wave. And the only thing I could think of is this woman must have been sitting in her hot apartment with no air conditioning and just been like,
get a craving.
I'm so cold. I'm so like overheated right now. I could like, you know, steal ice cream at knife point. And then she was like, why don't I?
Yeah.
Why don't I just go do that?
Yeah, it's the lesser of the evils over there, apparently.
You know what? I should.
And you have something to cut up the ice cream if you want.
This is true.
You know, if you want to, like, if you want to cut that ice cream sandwich up into fourths and give it out to your buddies, it's like you're all set.
Yeah. By the time you get home in the heat, it's really nice. It's cuttable.
Well, I think if you're a cop, you know where she's heading.
Yes.
Home.
Yes.
Yeah.
Quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You just follow the drips of vanilla ice cream.
That's right.
Right. Let me smell your breath. Rocky Road. You're right.
We got a caramel swirl right here.
Right.
That was
cream.
Her address. She was like, I'm at, the cop was like, I'm at 453 Rocky Road right now. We should have known
this is
where she lives.
Yeah, I mean, if your fingers are all sticky, you come with us.
It's good detective work.
Right.
According to police, officers responded around 1:30 in the afternoon to a radio call for a person armed with a knife inside the store and arrived to find a woman matching that description who was in possession of 8 boxes of ice cream.
Oh.
The woman later identified as Omelia Medina was quickly detained and taken into custody without incident.
8 wow. boxes is a lot, yeah. honestly. Because you ever walk into a store and think you're only going to grab one thing and you end up leaving with 6 things that you have to carry to the register?
Well, yeah. she'd gotten away, but she had brain freeze. Ah!
Her 2 accomplices, Ben and Jerry, they got away.
Yeah. Over on Turkey Hill, yes.
That is a good point. Like, she had to have a carriage, right? You can't carry 8 boxes. Can you carry 8 boxes of ice cream?
She also had to have the knife, so she had to find a way to, like...
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
She got the knife under her arm. She's like, can someone help me with all these ice creams? Like,
get the door, yeah.
Boxes, are we talking, like actual boxes or pints of ice cream? Like gallons?
Yeah, I need to know more.
I wonder, that's a really good question, because are we talking, like, did she go with, like, the ice cream bars, you know, or did she just take gallons?
Yeah.
I guess in my mind, I like to think she took the gallons. Like, she's walking out there with 8 gallons of ice cream.
It's a perfect crime, too. Get rid of the evidence.
Yeah, and you know that the cookies and cream's a little airier, so it's lighter. You could kind of, like, get 8 boxes of cookies and cream pretty easily out the door.
If you mint chocolate chip, your breath's nice and fresh. It's awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And Haagen-Dazs is heavy.
Yes.
You can't have that.
I mean, if it was 8 Ben and Jerry, she could have bought a Honda Civic with that money.
Yeah, exactly.
According to the investigation, police allege Medina pulled a knife on a store employee before fleeing with the frozen treats.
Nice.
So it sounds like she was making her way to the door. Someone said, hold it. She pulled a knife. And then they're like, have a nice day.
Have a nice day.
Let me tell you how quickly, if I'm working at CVS for like $8.25 an hour, that I'm letting that lady walk out the door with that ice cream. If someone's like, even points a knife vaguely in my direction and says, I'm taking this, I'm like, go right ahead. Have your ice cream.
Here. Take some Sour Patch Kids, put it on top.
I will bring this up at the next CVS manager meeting, but go right ahead with your ice cream.
Do you have one for me?
Yeah, that's the other part. It's now evidence. You know the cops just ate all that ice cream.
So the employees, she took 9 boxes.
Even if you get it back, you can't resell it.
No.
That's what they mean when they say they like to take a little taste. You know what I mean?
Right. She's doing hard time for soft serve.
I like to wet my beak a little bit with Rocky Road ice cream.
Right. Then I finish all some praline cream.
Well, at the time of her arrest, Medina was also wanted on 9 outstanding warrants for various offenses.
Oh, not in good humor. Yes.
She got sprinkles from another store. She took some spoons.
Right. Worked for a guy named Mr. Softy.
Yeah, her getaway driver.
The damn music put him. All the kids running after him was a dead giveaway.
The cops think she's getting away. The song is getting softer.
Right. One of the kids undercover. I got them.
She's doing 25 years for Baskin Robbin, that convenience store.
Hey,
nice.
It's about the best one I got.
Well, before we go, how's the family?
We're good. We actually we got our first stomach flu over here, so we're all just thriving right now.
You know what I mean? Nice. Yeah. I know what you mean.
Yeah, I was just talking to Phil about it before we went on. He's like, oh, yeah, that's being a parent. And I'm like, I'm figuring that out. It's kind of like good times between illnesses.
Every 3 to 5 months, you'll deal with something that just wipes everybody out for like 5 to 6 days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, wait until they start going to the daycare.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what we're getting. We've started that.
He has the daycare disease right now. So hand, foot, and mouth is like notorious among like toddlers because they're just crawling and touching everything filthy and right in their mouth.
Yeah,
and then that's how you spread it, is through saliva.
Right.
So it's just like one kid has it, and then it's like the next 2 weeks, they're like, we're just closed. We just got to let everybody be sick and we'll come back.
That's why I have a cat.
And when they close, do you still have to pay them?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. That's great. That's the best part.
Of course.
And they make your kids sick as soon as they go back. So it's like you're paying them to like kind of like, hey, what are you going to give us next week? Like, you gave us hand, foot, and mouth, which I'd never even heard of.
Typhoid.
Like medieval disease. Yeah, so hoping for measles.
Nice.
You know, I hear that's coming back.
Going retro.
Yeah.
Wow.
Why did Whitey Bulger do all that hard work with the mob when he could have just run a daycare center and been way richer?
Seriously.
Legally.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, like many of us, he was too tempted by that sweet ice cream money that's going around.
Will, great hearing you. Thank you, brother.
Feel better.
Man, great to talk to you guys. Love you guys.
Love you too, man. Will Noonan.